This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Does crack cocaine make you act any differently? No. Is it safer than alcohol? Probably.
Oh, boy! Words of wisdom from Hunter Biden, in case you were wondering where Hunter went, hence my shirt that I'm wearing for you this morning, if you're watching on the socials. Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. Kim St. Ange, is crack better for you than alcohol?
I wanted to make sure that was what he said. I thought I heard that
correctly. Did you miss the first part of this wisdom from Hunter Biden, recovering crackhead, trying to justify crack cocaine? Listen.
Does crack cocaine make you act any differently? No. Is it safer than alcohol? Probably.
Doesn't make you act any differently?
I don't know. I'm trying to find the context of it. So, welcome into the show. If you're just hearing this for the first time, Hunter Biden did an expletive-filled interview yesterday. He's pissed off that his dad's out of power. He can't make any money. He probably did this. Here's my guess. Hunter Biden probably did this interview because he's about to kick off a podcast, or he's going to try to start to go on the speaking tour circuit and make money giving speeches because their source of income has dried up.
You think he'll write a book?
Hasn't he already?
Another book?
Another book? I thought he'd already written a book.
Probably.
But yesterday Hunter went out and he's giving we'll play a little bit of it as we go along this morning. It's hard to believe. It's kind of sad to watch. My guess is if he is in treatment, if he's in recovery for substance abuse, and his counselor sees this interview, he's probably going to track him down and ask him if he needs to talk.
Do we need to check you back in?
Yeah, thank you. It's very odd. I promise you I'll get to more of it for you in just a few minutes. Coming up here, we're going to talk a little bit more about the Tulsi Gabbard bombshell, about the Obama administration and what they tried to do to lay landmines to either slow down or eliminate the Trump administration with the fake Russia collusion hoax that they knew was a hoax and knew it was fake, but they moved ahead anyway. It's unbelievable. It's been referred to the DOJ now, and we will see what happens. We're going to check in with David Grass and talk about that. David Grasso, I should say, and talk about that coming up here in a few minutes. John Lamping at the bottom of the hour. We told you your rates for utilities were about to go up. And we're going to talk to John about what's happening in the state of Missouri because of a bill that was signed recently by the governor. So we'll find out what's going on with that for you as well. And we'll get to end other news before the end of this hour. But right now, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
We're supposed to elect the best of us, not the worst of us. He's everything that's wrong. with not just America, but with being a human being.
That is Dumb and Dumber actor Jeff Daniels, in case you're wondering, who hates Donald Trump with apparently every fiber of his dumber being, just so you know.
We need the administration to have the space to do what it is doing.
From no vote on this resolution.
No.
Yep, they're not going to move at all on this Epstein bill before they take their summer recess. So don't expect any action out of Congress until at least September.
You cannot allow, in essence, a coup, an organized, planned, aggressive coup to take place, almost take place, and no consequences for that action.
How about that? That's a congressman, Mario Diaz-Balart from down in Miami, Florida, calling for the fact that while he's not guaranteeing the DOJ is going to do something, he's hoping the DOJ will do something.
That guy managed to make millions and millions of dollars while high. And that's the secret, is that you have to be super competent when you're a junkie or else people will disown you.
Yeah, Gutfeld on the new and improved Hunter Biden. Is he new and improved?
I don't know if I'd say improved.
I don't know. Back to the crack cocaine comment. I don't even know who the guy was who interviewed him yesterday.
No clue.
Never seen this guy, but never laid eyes on him before. But Hunter chose to sit down and do an interview with him on just a whole litany of things, including the fact that he's really put out that that the Democrat leadership, including Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, stopped his dad from continuing as president. He's got some thoughts on how they screwed up his dad before that debate. Go to cut five, please.
You know exactly what happened in that debate. He flew around the world, basically, the mileage that he could have flown around the world three times.
Yeah.
He's 81 years old. He's tired. Give him Ambien to be able to sleep. He gets up on the stage, and he looks like he's a deer in the headlights.
Yeah, that was it. It was the Ambien.
It was the Ambien.
give me a break. So now, all the other times when he looked like a deer in headlights or he'd fumble over his words, he was just on Ambien all the time?
All the time.
Got it.
It's a naturally produced product in your body. Didn't you know that's a chemical reaction?
Don't we all take Ambien all the time?
Yeah, but it's just dumb.
If I say something stupid on the air, I'll be like, I took Ambien last night. I'm sorry.
He's also very mad about all of the illegals being deported, and he also is mad at Nancy Pelosi. Go to cut four, please.
They clearly made a decision. And when I say they, I mean the Speaker. And, you know, I heard Alexander Pelosi say something, call my mom, like, put your big girl pants on to my mom or something. Mm. And I kind of feel like saying, who the f*** do you think you are? I would never speak about your mom that way.
Yeah.
I would never speak about your father that way. I would never insult your parents that way.
Well, I'm sure Nancy Pelosi's hurting after those comments, don't you think?
It's her daughter, Alexandra, that he's also really mad at.
He's mad at...
Alexandra is supposedly the one who made the comment to his mom, Jill, about put your big girl
It was Nancy who said that.
He thinks Nancy Pelosi's the reason why Biden dropped out of the race, but Alexandra, her daughter, is the one he
commented
says
on
may
that.
Put your big girl pants on.
Well, this is why.
She'll cut your head off and you won't even know you're bleeding. That's all you need to know about her. No one ever won betting against Nancy Pelosi. She's persevered. You got to give her credit.
That's the daughter from, like, Mommy Dearest right there. Do you understand? She was raised by Nancy Pelosi. That's Alexandra Pelosi.
I mean, she's probably tough if she's raised by Nancy Pelosi.
Pretty tough is what I would guess. She got a little bit of that grandpa mob boss stuff flowed through her veins from back in Baltimore, for sure. Anyway, back to Hunter Biden. For some reason, the guy interviewing him wanted his advice on crack cocaine. Now, if you've watched any of the videos from the laptop, and I think I've seen more of it than I can't get some of the images out of my brain of some of the stuff that was on there. Hunter Biden really enjoyed crack cocaine. You could tell. There are plenty of videos of him with a crack pipe and a prostitute. But he wants you to know that apparently it's not as bad for you as alcohol. Just in case you were looking at a list of things to try, Kim. This is Hunter Biden's advice to you.
Does crack cocaine make you act any differently? No. Is it safer than alcohol? Probably. People think of crack as being dirty. It's the exact opposite. When you make crack, what you're doing is you're burning off all the impurities so that it combines with the sodium bicarbonate, which makes it smokable. That's all. You know, all of these actors and, you know, people in the past that talked about, they had a problem with cocaine and freebasing. They were smoking crack.
So straw on the stove is the same thing?
Not exactly, but close to it. But it's a little bit different. But anyway.
He knows a lot about crack.
He knows an inordinate amount about crack.
He could teach like a biology class. Kids, today we learn how to make crack. He's like the guy from Breaking Bad, but who wasn't he doing meth?
Yeah. I wonder who, by the way, I wonder who that cocaine in the White House belonged to. Thought just popped into my head. I don't know who it belonged to.
We'll never know.
All right. Quick break here. We'll get back with David Grasso and talk a little bit about this bombshell that Tulsi Gabbard dropped. It's got a lot of people talking, and the people who are talking are not Barack Obama and John Brennan, because they're probably booking flights to countries where there is no extradition agreement. Just guess. We'll get to more on that coming.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It looks like right now, which we all suspected, that this goes all the way to the top, potentially from President Obama himself. And so I'm grateful that this is finally coming out, because this was an actual coup attempt. You hear the Democrats talk about threat to democracy. There is a threat, and there was a threat to democracy, but it wasn't coming from the right or for conservatives. It was coming from the left. And it looks like it came all the way whether it was President Obama or his closest associates, it looks like it went all the way to the White House. It is important that this is investigated. So something like this, an attempted coup in essence, never happens again in this, the United States of America, the greatest democracy in it, ever.
Yeah. Congressman Mario Diaz-Balart from down in Miami, Florida. In fact, his brother used to be a news anchor for CBS and I think still works maybe for CBS O&O down in Miami, Florida. That's a strange relationship there. But anyway, the comments on what Tulsi Gabbard has rolled out here, which I think are really pretty fascinating. We want to get to David Grasso right now, a political analyst, and nice enough to give us a few minutes this morning. David, how are you?
Good, yeah. The Diaz-Balart brothers are three brothers. Two were congressmen, and Jose Diaz-Balart co-hosts the nightly news on the weekend. Yeah. I am half St. Louis, half Miami, so you got the right guy here.
Oh, perfect. So there you go. Perfect. Yeah, I remember Jose Diaz-Balart doing the morning show on CBS when I worked over at Channel 4 years ago. So, yeah, he's been around a long time as well. But off on the subject of what she's uncovered here, Tulsi Gabbard, what she's referred to the DOJ, how seriously do you take it?
She has not referred it to the DOJ, and that's the problem. I mean, so basically what she's saying is that there's a coordinated effort by the Obama administration, or there was, to undermine President Trump after his 2016 election, and she calls it quote-unquote treasonous conspiracy involving Barack Obama himself. The problem with this is that there's no real evidence or referral to a trial. And treason isn't a press conference word. That's a really serious thing. And this is what I view it as. You know, we live in the era of the politicization of absolutely everything. And I'm not here to defend any politician from either side, but it's just kind of indicative of the era we live in, right? Where, you know, we weaponize anything and everything between administrations because the yawning divide between both parties has become so wide that both sides are probably pretty guilty of weaponizing everything at their disposal.
Well, maybe, but you can't blame. I don't blame Donald Trump for being bitter over what happened at the beginning of his first administration. I mean, it struck me that what she's talking about here was the very tip of the iceberg to what happened, what followed the following 6 or 7 years with the impeachments and the Mueller investigation and all of that, which none of that needed to happen if it wasn't for what started in the Oval Office at this meeting that she talks about here. So I'm happy that she's bringing it up.
Oh, no, and I will give you that. It gives us more context as to why the president was so pissed about everything.
Right.
And didn't even attend the inauguration, the subsequent inauguration of Joe Biden. It does give you context. But I want to warn you about something, though. This is a real issue, right? Despite politics aside, right? And I'm not here to defend any administration, whether it was the Trump administration or the Biden administration. But Russian interference is a huge problem. We can't be dismissive about that. And I've actually interviewed and met Tulsi Gabbard. She's a very nice person, but she has consistently played down Russia's threat to the United States. Not talking about Trump here, not talking about politics, just in that department, foreign interference is always a problem. Anyone who is fluent at how the online universe works knows that it remains a problem and that they constantly have concerted campaigns to divide us.
David, I don't disagree with you on that. I mean, it's Barack Obama that told Mitt Romney the 80s were calling when he said that Russia was the biggest geopolitical threat. Remember that? But the issue here, in my opinion, is not that. It's tying the attempt to tie Donald Trump to what Russia was doing. So Russia may well have been doing that. I don't think it had a bit of impact on the actual election outcome. But what they tried to do here was sully Donald Trump's name and suggest that he was somehow in the back pocket of Vladimir Putin, which just wasn't the case.
Right. But what, and even if I'm giving you everything, what my concern is, I mean, the way we do things in the United States is we refer things to the Department of Justice, right? Especially for treason. If it's that serious, Tulsi, then let's see indictments. We don't convict former presidents by headlines. Well, we have trials, evidence, courts, et cetera. Obviously, this is a concern, and we're happy that it's coming out, and we'd like to see more transparency, especially in an era of record low trust in government. But to me, this just seems like more politics. But it does, as you said, give me a bit more context as to why the old man was not very pleased about his first term.
Well, no, a lot of context. David Grasso, thank you.
Of course.
Yep, good having you on. I disagree with David on that. I think it's a bigger deal. Does it rise to the level of treason? I don't know. That is a big accusation. Treason is something people get hung over. I don't think we're going to see that in the United States, and I don't have any confidence anybody's going to be frog marched into prison. But Trump himself called this the crime of the century. If the then political candidate for the Democrats, Hillary Clinton, conspired with the then Democrat President Barack Obama to dig up a false theory to weigh down the incoming administration, that's something that every American should be concerned about. Not just Republicans, not just Democrats. You would scream bloody murder if you thought George W. Bush somehow did that to weigh down the Obama administration walking in the door. This is big, and it needs to be looked at by the Department of Justice, in my opinion. No doubt about that. All right, John Lampen coming up in just a couple of minutes, former Missouri senator. We'll talk a bit more about your utility rates during this heat wave we're in. We'll be back in a minute.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
All right, we're still joking in the break there about my interview with that guy, you know, that we invited on to talk about this this Epstein deal, and or I mean the Tulsi Gabbard deal. I don't know. I'm a little dumbstruck still by the fact that he's more worried about the political temperature in the country and one side trying to get back at the other. If the Obama administration did that, that's something that needs to be addressed. And we've known for years that they did it, and nobody else has had any interest in paying any attention to it. So I am ready for some DOJ referrals here, if indeed we have documents proving that that happened. That's what I want to see. All right, let's get to John Lamping here real quick, former Missouri senator. John, I don't know if you heard my last interview or not, but we're talking about this Tulsi Gabbard story that she's talking about the document she's uncovered. Good morning to you, and any thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, good morning to you both. I guess it's the preview of what will certainly be the, you know, the quote unquote nothing to see here defense. And keep moving on, you know, like that for the benefit of the country. So I do think what's interesting is apparently within the White House, within, you know, Trump's advisors, that there are some advisors that think that there shouldn't be any indictments. I think that she is chief of staff who I've never really trusted since she's got such direct ties to the Bush family. That there's going to be a fight, an internal struggle in the White House as to whether or not indictments should occur. And I'm with you. I think indictments are easy to be made, and I look forward to the trials themselves. But yeah, that was kind of something to listen to 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, interesting approach. There are a lot of people that want hands off. Remember, we did that when the first time Trump got elected, he did that with Hillary Clinton. Yeah, we could probably look into that more, but we're just going to, just for the sake of peace, we're just going to kind of let it go. I think people are tired of just letting it go. I just got to think. Anyway, I know
I want some indictments.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you completely. I don't know if it'll ever happen, but I would love to see it for sure. A couple of, what was it, about 2 months ago, maybe, we talked about this bill that Governor Kehoe signed on utility rates. And allowing Ameren to basically charge us in advance for projects.
Yeah, what was easily the most impactful bill during this session, which got very little fanfare.
Yes,
because it's not a very taxpayer friendly bill. Was that they changed the laws, the regulations around how our utility companies can recover the money that they invest in bringing utility to our homes. The article I sent you guys was, you know, beginning in September, we're going to see a 12% increase in gas rates if you get your gas from Ameren. But of course, back in June is when they increased our electricity rates by 12%. And the sad news, Mark, is that this is before that bill even took effect. So, I think what they did in the legislature, they should not have done. I think, you know, Republicans are supposed to be the party of small government, and they need to be pay special attention to the costs they're imposing on taxpayers. But I also would suggest that we've got to learn how to be the party of the middle class, the working class. And it's one thing for if somebody in Ladue, in the huge mansion has to pay 12% higher utility rates, they just pay them. But our majorities come from working class people. Our majorities come from people, low income, fixed income. And if we're going to allow legislation to go through that allows increases in things like utility rates to go up 12%, we're going to have a problem eventually. Another issue that's happening simultaneous to this is the big, beautiful bill is what the big, beautiful bill is. And there's some things we like in there, but having been someone who fought adamantly when I was in office against the expansion of Medicaid and Obamacare, you know, the big, beautiful bill is going to eliminate all subsidies to the Affordable Care Act
medical plans that are on the exchanges, and there's like 7 million people in the country that are on these exchanges, and they're going to see at least 20% increases in premiums. So is the party in power here in Missouri and the party in power at the federal level, and we're now, our majorities come from working class people, we need to pay special attention to the changes we're making and what impact that has on the day-to-day budgets of these families.
Which is what Josh Hawley's concern was, correct?
Yeah, I mean, Josh is even taking it one step further and looking at the impact of the bill's changes to food stamps and to Medicaid. 10% of Missourians are on food stamps, and if we roll those back, and that may be what we should do, and work requirements may be what we should do. But our majorities come from these groups of people now, and I don't think we're quite used to that yet. I think I know the Keogh administration is far too tied in to what's going on with the Chamber of Commerce and what's going on with the lobbyists. I mean, Ameren employs the most largest number, has the largest budget for lobbying than anybody else in Jefferson City, and it's no surprise that they achieve what they achieved legislatively. So it's discouraging to that occurred, and I think the problem we're going to have going forward is we're going to have to better understand how our policies impact working class people.
Have they even said if they're doing these two big rate hikes, and I don't know how these compare to other hikes they've done in the past, but they seem pretty substantial to me, double digits. I mean, is there any indication that there could be another one coming down the pipeline here? So it's like, oh, wow, we're paying this now, but oh, wait for a couple more years and they're going to do the same thing again.
Well, that was their push behind the legislation, was that this the need for energy is only going to go up, that by some estimates that AI itself, the expansion of artificial intelligence and the computing power that's required to implement it, will use up all the existing capacity, and that the next 10 or 15 years are going to see utility companies constantly having to increase capacity to meet that demand. And so that's why they lobbied for this new bill that allows them to recover their cost even before they've added electricity. So that's the thing that it's called construction work in progress was the law of the land until now. And so, for example, if they announced they were going to build a nuclear power plant and it would take 10 years to finish it, well, they wouldn't be able to increase your rates until that power came online. But now they'll be able to do it immediately. And that means that you may be someone, if you're a senior citizen, you may not be, you'd be paying for the construction of that nuclear power plant that you may never even experience in your lifetime. So it's a very big change, and it's one that's going to have a big impact on the lives of your listeners and Missouri taxpayers.
Yeah, and media did a very poor job of warning people about that, I got to say. They really did, as usual. John, thank you.
Great being with you both. Take care.
Great having you on this morning, Senator John Lamping there. It's true. And if you're shocked by what John just told you about your utility rates, we talked about it on this show. I just want to make that clear. I think the mainstream media completely downplayed that whole decision, and it was a bad one. Because now they're just going to charge you in advance for that stuff. Anything they want. I mean, the utility commission was already pretty much rubber stamped most of those increases, in my opinion. But it's all going up, and we're going to all feel it. All right. Coming up, we're going to get to In Other News in just a couple of minutes. Next hour, our friend Todd Pyro, host of Fox and Friends First. We'll be back in just a minute.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In Other News.
Starting with some sad news, and that is that Malcolm Jamal Warner, who played Theo Huxtable on The Cosby Show, has died at the age of 54. They say he drowned off the coast of Costa Rica.
Yeah, that's so very sad. No details yet on what they think happened. Was it a riptide?
He said he got caught by a riptide.
It does say that?
Mm-hmm.
I did not see that earlier.
Caught by a rip current Sunday afternoon. Bystanders rescued him and took him to shore. He got treatment, but he didn't make it.
And, of course, he's dropped off my radar after that show, but apparently he was still active in Hollywood and had been in some other shows that I just haven't watched. But
Malcolm and Eddie.
Yeah.
Read Between the Lines. And it says he guest showed in several other
guest starred
TV
in
shows.
Some other things.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very sad. Mr. Huxtable. Grew up with him. He was Theo, right?
Yeah, he was the son.
Oh, man. So sad. Here's something that backs up a feeling that many of us have had for a long time. New research says don't give children under the age of 13 a smartphone. But what if my kid's at their friend's house and they need to call me? Give them a flip phone, right? Parents should avoid preteen use of smartphones and social media, according to a new study released Monday that found that giving kids smartphones before age 13 could damage their mental health. They say it was associated with suicidal thoughts, worse emotional regulation, lower self-worth, and detachment from reality, especially among young girls, according to the study.
I'm not surprised. Social media. Think about AI and how that will change things even more.
It was in the Journal of the Human Development and Capabilities.
I've heard people as young as 8 are getting cell phones now and smartphones.
Wow.
Concern from parents or just feeling like their kid's the only one who doesn't have it. And so after begging the parents for a while, it's okay, fine, I'll get you one.
I hope they pay attention.
Yeah. Hey, did you hear that Elon Musk has opened up a Tesla diner? It just opened up yesterday in Los Angeles. There's only one of them so far, but it has all these charging stations for Tesla, and it's showing films that are like 30 minutes long, which is, I guess, the length of a typical charging session. But here's the thing. It has an actual diner where they serve milkshakes and burgers, and they have robots who serve you popcorn.
If you have a Tesla.
You can go if you don't have a Tesla, but if you have a Tesla, you can order the food
from
or
your
milkshake
car.
From your car, and the sound from the movie will play right into your car. You don't have to find the exact radio station. I don't even know what they do for the drive-in theaters anymore, but that maybe that's the future. This
not
is the drive-in theater of 2025.
To not get a toy car.
I'm
sorry.
Just saying, you could go
sorry,
without your
Tesla owners.
He doesn't have
I
anything
think you
better
should
to do.
Buy anything you want. I don't think the government should force you to buy anything. If that fits your lifestyle, good for you. It's just I can't envision a battery-powered car ever fitting my lifestyle, ever.
I could do a hybrid maybe, but I don't think I would ever want one where I don't even the option to get gas.
And we looked into that, but we were buying a pre-owned car, and I don't want to inherit a problem because what happens when the battery needs to be replaced?
Those
thousands
expensive.
Of
them.
Yeah.
And I just
expensive.
Didn't want to deal with that, so we didn't go the hybrid route either.
Yeah, I get that.
Hey, it's Shark Week. Are you getting ready for Shark Week?
I do like Shark Week.
Guess what they've come up with this time? You can dance with sharks.
Good boy.
They're gonna have a show called Dancing with Sharks that premieres during Shark Weeks. It was shot off the coast of the Bahamian island Bimini. And the sharks were enticed to dance with food. I guess not people.
Okay, so do you know Tom Bergeron, who used to host Dancing with the Stars, and he and Aaron Andrews were kicked off that show for whatever reason? They were given the boot. He hosts this, and the reason I know about this story is because I've told you I like to watch shows as I get ready for work, and I like Shark Week, okay? And I turn this on. I'm like, why am I watching this? I was embarrassed for myself as I continued to watch it yet again this morning. It is so dumb. They do, like, choreographed dances. It's contestants, and they compete with dances in... While they're scuba diving with sharks. It's so dumb.
When did Tom Bergeron get old? I'm looking at a video of him here. Jeez, he's got white hair. No, he doesn't.
From when he was on Dancing with the
Stars?
Oh,
he's gray-headed. I don't know. I never watched him on Dancing with the Stars.
I
thought you loved that show, Mark.
I would be voted least likely to watch that show. It's just that just would probably never happen.
How about a Beyonce show?
Would I?
Did you hear what happened
there? Oh, there were some people that were run over on a stampede?
Yeah, there was a 10-year-old girl who was screaming, and it ended up, I guess they're saying, leading to a stampede, and 9 people were trampled in the stampede.
But not
turns
hurt?
Out 11 people. And this one says 11 people hospitalized. This was the Cowboy Carter show in Atlanta. You know what the girl was screaming about? She saw a bug. So a bug caused a stampede and injured close to a dozen people.
I need to remind my wife of the problems that can cause. She screams when she sees
it's
bugs.
My daughter does too.
Particularly if it's a flying bug.
Yep.
That's the biggest problem.
I don't like the bugs
that fly. I know. Coming up, we're going to get to it's 2A Tuesday. Our friend Mark Walters joins us at 7:35. And up next, we will get to Todd Pyro, host of Fox and Friends First, at about 7:22. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.